Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers a proposed regulation from the IRS in 2019 that addressed how to handle bonus depreciation when a construction project spans a rate change. Let me explain what this rule does. When a business builds a large property, like a factory or office building, parts of that project might be acquired or completed at different times. This proposed rule offered a way to treat these parts as separate assets for tax purposes. This is called the component election. Each part or component could then use its own acquisition date to determine bonus depreciation eligibility. Why does this matter? Imagine a construction project that starts before a bonus rate change and finishes after it. Without this rule, the whole building would use one rate. With the component election, parts built before the change can use the higher rate, and parts built after use the new rate. This can save money. The proposed rule also included a de minimis exception. If a project includes a small amount of used property, like a secondhand machine, it would not disqualify the rest of the project from bonus depreciation. This helps taxpayers avoid losing benefits over minor used assets. But here's what it does not mean. This proposed rule was not the final word. It was later updated and finalized in a Treasury decision issued shortly after, which added changes and became the official rule. Studies done after that final rule took effect must follow those final rules, not the original proposal. Also, the component election has conditions. If you use it without proper documentation, you risk an audit. A cost segregation study can identify components and their dates, but you must apply the election correctly. This rule shows why careful studies are essential. If a building straddles a bonus rate change, the component election can help. But if you guess at components or dates, you can make mistakes. A qualified study maps each part to its correct acquisition date and classifies it under the right rules. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's components were classified, check the legal section of your report.